Blog Talk Radio.
The real menace of our republic is the invisible government, which like a giant octopus sprawls its slimy legs over our cities, states, and nations. To depart from mere generalizations, let me say that at the head of the octopus are the Rockefeller Standard Oil interests and a small group of powerful banking houses generally referred to as the International Bankers. The little coterie of powerful international bankers virtually run the United States government for their own selfish purposes.
Lies and deception, prison for correction. A mind's a horrible thing to waste, so why lose direction? The corporate conglomerates pay the police against you for their own damn protection. Shit, hold up, wait a second. This country's corrupted, most of them are puppets. It's time to find the right mind for me to touch up on the subject. Baphomet, they idolize, you don't see the truth that's right in your eyes. They're full of lies, full of deception. To your demise, this is inception. Brainwash the followers, show symbols to the gods of love until all your souls are gobbled up. The bankers own the flock of us. Sheep, the people, they call them sheep, are the ones who sleep the false flags of evil. There's no limit to this shit that's winding up. God dang my people. Lies and deception, prison for correction. A mind's a horrible thing to waste, so why lose direction? The corporate conglomerates pay the police against you for their own damn protection. Shit, hold up, wait a second. Europeans to the Indians, the whole damn world to the dark skin. Go for talking, bay of pigs, 9-11 and shooting kids. Columbine and Sandy Hook, movies depicting foreign cooks. Lots of aliens, sex and drugs, and entertainers who claim to be thugs. Plus those people are paid to keep pushing that look, hoping you look. The media's used as same temptations. Keep your brain on low sensation. Don't stop and think for yourself for once, cause the clowns where all the money's found. Want you daily sedated, fucking drinking and smoking blunts. Lies and deception, prison for correction. A mind's a horrible thing to waste, so why lose direction? The corporate conglomerates pay the police against you for their own damn protection. Shit, hold up, wait a second.
They practically control both parties, write political platforms, make cat paws of party leaders, use the leading men of private organizations, and resort to every device to place in nomination for high public office only such candidates as will be amenable to the dictates of corrupt big business. These international bankers and Rockefeller Standard Oil interests control the majority of the newspapers and magazines in this country. They use the columns of these papers to club into submission or drive out of office public officials who refuse to do the bidding of the powerful corrupt cliques which compose this invisible government. It operates under a cover of self-created screen and seizes our executive officers, legislative bodies, schools, courts, newspapers, and every agency created for the public protection. Quote taken by Mayor John Francis Hyland of New York, 1918 to 1925.
And we are live. That was a friend of the show, my friend, Pola the White, and the name of the song is Lies and Deception. You can find Pola on YouTube and on SoundCloud, all those things that store music now. Joining me tonight, well, the name of the show is Common Sense for Dummies, MAGA, MAGA Movement, Take Two, because the first show that we attempted to do, we were having technical difficulties with Blog Talk, and so it took me this long to get around to do the second take on this. Joining me tonight is my lovely co-host Hope. How are you tonight, Hope? Hope. Ruh-roh. Hope. She may have accidentally muted herself. I'll send her a quick text message. So tonight we're going to talk about the MAGA movement.
Eva, I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you at all. I'm going to try to call back in, okay?
Okay. So, is having some technical problems. This is what you're going to get when you do live radio. And people have this MAGA confused with it being Donald Trump. It is not. It is a movement. It isn't Donald Trump. As a matter of, can you hear me now?
Hello? I can hear you now.
Okie dokie. Hope is back. Yay. And so, so people, you know, they have it out for Trump, and, you know, they, everybody was buddy buddies with Donald Trump until he went against the grain. And so, Make America Great Again was actually coined, is the phrase coined by Ronald Reagan in 1980. And it was during his campaign. So it's not even Donald Trump. And people are just, you know, they hate him so much because he is, like I said, going against the grain, and people just don't like it. So they're going to attack him on every avenue, just like they attack people who would rather have Donald Trump in office than Joe, I can't complete a sentence, Biden. And Hope.
Well, they become.
Go ahead, Annie. I'm sorry.
Oh, they become never Trumpers, right? Like, isn't that what they say? Like, they'll support so many movements on the Republican side, but like DeSantis or whatever. But to become, I'm a never Trumper, so I'm going to vote blue because that's just the way to go. Like, you're going to wreck your country because you don't like the man himself. Like, it's happening here, like with the People's Party, like Maxime Bernier, that he is the only one that stood. He's the only one that stood toe-to-toe with Canadians. But because he's not well-liked across the country, and, you know, there are some past indiscretions that have happened, that have come along. But if you want to fix your country and someone is standing for all the things that you say you want, why are you not going to support them? You're going to support the conservatives that just played lockstep with everybody else? It makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make sense, hence the name of the show, you know, Common Sense for Dummies. And, you know, because it is totally, completely ridiculous. And I have a question for all the listeners out there, friend and foe. Really, honestly, who doesn't want to make our country great? That's my question to all of you. And it's so sad. And if you don't want to, if there's so many things wrong with our country, bye-bye. See you later. You know, we have the illegals that are going to take your place anyhow.
Yeah, well, the government subsidizes the foreign workers up here, so they don't even have to pay minimum wage to the workers, and the government subsidized whatever piece is left, courtesy of the taxpayers. So we're paying the foreign workers to come and take our jobs.
Well, here in the United States, you know, we have our borders that are totally, completely open right now, which is ridiculous.
Oh, yes,
but we the taxpayers, pay for other countries to have close their borders, like Ukraine. You know, millions, billions of dollars is being sent over to Ukraine, which doesn't make sense to me either, unless it's a money laundering scheme. Common sense would tell you, because we the people are keep getting broker and broker and broker, while the fat cats, the Bidens, the Pelosi's, the Schumers are lining their pockets. So tell me,
No, well, it shouldn't be minimum wage. Oh, it should be a living wage, not a minimum wage. Like,
right.
Actually pay your people to be able to live in the world you want them to be in. Like, I don't understand. Minimum wage, living wage. Like, if you need $20 an hour to live, then put $20 an hour. Sorry about your profits, but, you know, that extra $2 million that you made on top of the $6 million is not really going to matter much when you're dead.
Like, why can't it be maximum wage instead of minimum wage?
Well, I know, there you go. Ooh, I like that one, maximum wage.
You know, think about it, people. I mean, plus you have these people that we elect, wink, wink, into office that are enslaving us. We mm-hmm. allow them to dictate to us, their employers, what to do. They demand,
yeah.
They make rules against us, laws against us, and we put up with this. What is wrong? What does that say about us? Again, common sense for dummies. And we're stuck, in this world going around and around and around, and it seems that we just can't climb up out of that whirlpool. I'm doing the motions while I'm talking. Trying to climb up out of this whirlpool, and we're not, because it's a vicious cycle. It just keeps repeating itself over and over and over. Perpetual motion.
Yeah.
What is
term
wrong
limits.
With us?
That,
I'm sorry?
That might stop that. Term limits.
Term limits.
You need term limits.
Yes.
Most
definitely. How long has Justin Castro been in office there in Canada?
Like 8 years now, I think. It's been a while.
I think it was
2015 he got in? I think it was 2015 the Liberals got in. I can't remember the exact year anymore. I don't know. I don't.
Do you have term limits there? Do you have term limits?
But it's weird. You don't vote for the leader here. You vote. It's done by how would it be? Okay, you vote for the MP, the member of parliament. So whoever gets the most votes for the MP, that's the leader that's elected. You don't directly vote for the leader.
Okay.
And he promised to change that the last time that he was in. So the way it is now is Ontario's got a whole bucket load of seats that they vote for. And then the Quebec has its own federal party, the Bloc. And it's only in Quebec. Nobody else, you know, which I don't understand. They're just completely for Quebec as a separatist state. And it's amazing that they're even a federal party. So they take up a whole bunch of seats. And then now the NDP, they have formed a coalition government with the Liberals right now because they got a minority vote. Like their government is a minority. So they joined forces with the NDP to get their majority. So now basically if there's anything they want to do, they just push it through because they have all the support they need. Meanwhile, the NDP is online complaining about everything that he does, but, you know, just signing off on his little pet projects as they go. Canada's system is absolutely it is a horrible system up here. And then they swear that, like I said, I complain about it all the time. They swear their oath to the crown. They don't swear it to Canadians or country at all.
Right. No, you could say that about our political parasites too, though. Is because they basically align and pledge allegiance to the New World Order, and they're benefiting from it greatly right now. And
you've had a few that have stood. You know, you've had a few that have called out what's going on. Like Rand Paul, he's going after Fauci,
well,
and you know, a couple other ones that stand, but none of ours are standing. They're just they're mute on the subject. There's nothing to see here. No, there's nothing going wrong.
But like you know, it is a you know GOP good old party, and
yeah.
How many of those party members are actually working with Rand Paul to make a difference? Not too many. Not
too many. No, and no.
And because
no,
because we know that. That Fauci is a criminal, period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And no matter how much proof you bring to the table, still going to get put on the back burner because, you know, you have to take, go, it has to go through Congress first. Then it has to go to the Senate. And when you have, you know, Congress, we'll say the Republican Party, and then you have the Senate Democrat Party, you know, the Democrats are going to put a kibosh in everything that the Republicans bring to the table and vice versa. It is, just, it's one big game. And unfortunately, we the people, that includes you too, because you're part of we the people of the world. And we are just pawns in their little game. We are the worker bees.
Oh, 100%.
That's all we're good for. And it's pretty doggone sad when you think of it. Again, common sense is president has term limits, maximum, you know, 8 years in office. That's if he's elected to a second term. And which are 4-year terms, and but all these other people, you know, are as old as dirt, and they have made their position a career. It is a lifetime career. They're career politicians, which is doggone sad, and especially for somebody in that type of position, definitely there should be term limits. Our forefathers are just like rolling over in their graves and going, you know, I could just imagine, you know, the conversation, if there were one today, about us, that they're having about us, and they're going, those dumbasses. We did our part, and then they just flushed everything that we did down the toilet. Toilet. So everything that we did was basically in vain. You know, it was the Constitution was implemented to control the government, not we the people. And we the people are supposed to govern over the politicians, not the other way around. But you have who, and look at those politicians who totally, completely abuse the system, abuse it to no end. How many gazillions? You know, the stretching, like she doesn't have a gazillion dollars. Well, she might. But Nancy Pelosi, oh my gosh. And you had Dianne Feinstein, and these people, this another thing, common sense people, common sense tells you, Dianne Feinstein has a communist China spy working for her. So we the people are paying his salary to spy on us. and she was still in office? Come on, people, does that make any kind of sense whatsoever. We have Eric Swalwell, who is bang-banging. I mean, literally, he's having sex with Fang Fang, another Chinese spy. And it's public knowledge. And he still has his position.
Well, he still gets praised all over Twitter. Like, he's still got all these supporters sticking up for him. I'm like, but I'm Canada and I know it. Like, how can you not know this? Why are you arguing? It's true. Look, Google it, for God's sakes. It's true.
It is. It's mind-boggling to me that we are allowing this shit to happen.
Yeah. Well, see, people, their parents hit 65, 70 years old, and they start thinking about putting them in their home in their retirement because nobody wants to put up with them after they reach a certain age. But you're going to let a 90-year-old sit on the Senate seat because they're capable and they can actually know what's going on. But you'll just ship your family off and bye, see ya, Tulu. Thanks for coming out.
But Dianne Feinstein wasn't capable. Her daughter was.
No, she wasn't, but that's what I mean.
And you know, her daughter was in charge of everything as far as her mental capabilities. Her daughter was making all the decisions. So Dianne Feinstein is in office, but she's still, it's like, Mom, nod yes. You know, so they can get your vote. This is pure insanity to me. You have Adam Schiff. Oh my gosh. Buddies. I mean, bed buddies with convicted murderer Ed Buck, who also deals cocaine. He supplied young men with cocaine and murdered them. And you have Adam Schiff, who molested an 11-year-old boy at the Standard Hotel in Los Angeles, California. The boy ended up dying. Four people who had firsthand knowledge of this all of a sudden they were in a helicopter together, and there was a helicopter crash, so they died. How coinky-dinky is that? This is insanity to me.
It is. And I don't know how people are still wanting, like, it's voting for these people. Like, is there nobody else that you could actually put your force behind? You have to keep the people that are already tied to the system. You know they're corrupt. You can follow the money trail. You know pharma's given them teen amounts of donations through lobbying or whatever. I mean, it's all there. You can go through everybody's FEC files. I do it all the time. It's all there. They have to report it. And
exactly.
But they're going to make change? How?
Exactly.
When? They would have done it by now.
It just doesn't make sense unless we are voting in vain. Unless it is true that these people are selected, they're not elected. And who would want Tulsi Gabbard in there making laws against you? Who'd want her as vice president? Come on. She, on her own website, she states that she's a gun grabber. She is a gun grabber.
Yep.
And so you want...
Well, I read that to you last night. They need you guys to have... They need you to not have your guns. Because they know there's going to be a lot of you that will shoot back. You know?
That's right.
And it's the only way to do it completely down there.
And we're not going to take the first shot. And that's what they're bucking for, too. Is that they want us, we the people, they want us to take the first shot. That way they'll have an excuse. excuse. But if we don't take the first shot, you know, they're just going to continue to instill upon us the fear, you know, just like January 6th.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah, the emergency doctored it up here.
So sad to me. So sad. But again, if there are any listeners out there that would like to chime into the show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. And if you do want to, if you want me to bring you into the studio, please press 1. That will indicate that you do, and I will. And, or just, you know, call in to say hi. If you want to argue with us, you can do that too. prefer friendly verbal fire, though.
we got you.
But this and you too hope to live in Canada. My goodness gracious, I see the atrocities that are being put on you citizens there, and it is very disturbing to me. And I don't even live in Canada, but when I see pastor street preachers that are preaching the gospel, not doing harm to anyone, not harm at all, and they're just like, Jesus loves you, God loves you, and then they are arrested for that. It's so sad to me. So sad. I forget this one pastor's name, but he was like, get out of my church, you Nazis. and he verbally scared him out of his church. But then, you know, every street that he would walk down, they were harassing him and arresting him. I know that
the churches, we had so many churches burnt down here in Canada, and I don't even think our PM commented on them once. But if there is something in the international community that happens, always right on that. We have to denounce all this hate towards the other citizens in Canada, but it's okay to burn down those 30 churches. We'll just forget that happened.
And let's tell the listeners that PM in Canada means prime minister, who is basically their president. Their president.
Yes.
So that's what a PM is. not like premenstrual syndrome. No, that would be PMS. But it is crazy to me.
Yeah, well, we had a pastor arrested here for standing up with the Canadians over the mandates and lockdowns and whatnot. Arthur, and I'm sorry, I can't say his last name, and I don't want to butcher it.
It starts with a P.
But,
his last name starts
right.
with a P. And he's the one that I was talking about that verbally shamed them out of his church. And because I follow Arthur also. And then there's David.
Okay.
I want to say his last name is Love, but I think that's wrong. But David, he's known as the street preacher. And he's been arrested countless times.
Mm-hmm.
See,
Maxine he was arrested and carried off from the People's Party. I mean, I don't think people want the change. They actually say that they do. They want, like up here, you're conservative. Okay, but what have the conservatives done for you other than push this agenda forward? Pierre didn't do anything. Everything that you're talking about, Canada first, making it comfortable, you know,
halt, if not halting immigration, at least slowing it down to like a slow dribble, because we really don't have any more room here. We really don't. Not there's no jobs. There's no houses. The policies for trans, he doesn't want that. He's talking about not getting into the digital ID. They're good policies. They're Canada first policies for the Canadians that are here. Like, let's work on what we have. Again, the oath needs to change. That's my only issue. If he comes out and says that he is not going to swear that oath, I will put all my support behind the man. But until somebody does, they have to swear. They have to take the oath. And that's my only issue with that, because it's the only party that will actually do something for Canadians. It truly is the only party. And no, Pierre's not running. He's running for PM. He does not have a platform for the Conservative Party right now. You can't find one, but he'll eat an apple a day to keep the Liberals or the tax away or whatever his new dang slogan is. But you didn't stop the vaccine from going in the kids' arms, did you? You didn't give informed consent for parents. You couldn't give a crap.
Which is very, very sad, you know, because even our politicians, they'll dangle that carrot in front of your face, okay? And like in Tulsi Gabbard's case, I say beware of shiny shoes. Tulsi Gabbard is a gun-grabbing globalist. And that's the truth. And so, you know, she may be good looking and stuff like that, but look what's underneath her, you know, that exterior. And it is ridiculous. We have a Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed, meaning by politicians. Period. But no,
your whole Second Amendment, it wasn't. I see people comparing it to hunting, and it wasn't for hunting. It was so you guys could stand up against a tyrannical government, right? Like, that was the whole point of it. It wasn't so you could go shoot some animals.
Exactly.
That's the gist of it, right? Like, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's the gist of it, right?
you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And so all these false flags that happen and stuff, because I will stand by what I have stated in the past, is Sandy Hook was a false flag. I believe that it was, well, they'd call it a hoax. And I did a show on it before. You cannot tell me that something's not up in Chi-Town if all these people, or the majority of the people involved in the false flag, all their houses were paid off to an escrow company, and that escrow company was closed on that particular day. Something was up. And people, you need to question everything. Question all this stuff that I'm telling you right now. Please do. If you find what I am telling you is misinformation, then bring it to my attention. I've done my research. I've done shows on this. I know what our government is capable of. You know, go on the internet and...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I see, okay, when a school shooting or something like that happens, you see hundreds, thousands of vets. I will stand post outside the school willingly, won't even ask for pay, to protect those children so it doesn't happen. Okay, and people go nuts. I don't want my child protected by no gun. Okay, you want your politicians protected by a gun, the money protected by a gun, your house protected by a gun, but you're not going to protect the children? That would end the shooting right there. Someone's going to get past the vet? I don't think so.
Well,
he'll see a gun, shoot first, ask questions later. There won't be any. That'll be the end of it. Or she or whoever is standing post.
This is why they pull off the false flags and one of their faves is using schools because it pulls on the heartstrings of the adults. You know, there are many people that believe that Sandy Hook happened. I have viewed video after video after video, and I am one of the people that have seen, you know, so many countless false flags that I want to see blood and guts. It may sound sick and demented and twisted, but if that took place, there would have been blood and you know, skin fragments all over the place. Where was that?
It would have been horror.
What?
Yeah, there would have been very terrible horror.
Exactly. Exactly. But they do it, especially, you know, when it has to do with kids. And look at Parkland, Florida. Yeah, and David Hogg, who wasn't even there at the school, who claimed that he was there, but he wasn't there when the alleged shooting happened. And I do believe that our government, you know, they do stake out, because they know what everybody does on the computer, okay? So they pick out these people, and I forget that kid's first name, but his last name was Cruz in Parkland, Florida. And it's pretty doggone sad. So they pick their victim to be the perpetrator. And then, you know, and sometimes these people are approached by the government too, by the FBI, the CIA.
Wasn't it in Discord or something? There a lot of them are found in Discord chats or something, and they're also on SSRIs or they're on some kind of antidepressant of some kind.
Right.
A lot of the shooters down there, you know, like they're and you're not supposed to put anyone under 18 on a lot of these meds that they're just giving them. So they're all confused. Their brain's misfiring to begin with. Then you put them on brains that start meds that start rewiring the brain from, and like they're a ticking time bomb. These kids.
Yeah. So they're
ticking time bombs, and then they start with their chats, right?
Yeah, they are picking these specific people out, and off the internet mainly now, because the internet is that. Everybody's disposal, and so they hone in on these people and they make them become Manchurian candidates. And
there's a lot of discussion of like DID with these kids, especially the ones that believe they're trans or have, they call it their system or something like that. They have like, they could have a bird self or a ghost self, and then there's a male and there's a female and then a non-binary and someone that just likes to wear, I don't know, pretty shoes or whatever they got going on in their system. But there could be like 17 different people in there according to these children. And are their parents not seeing this? Are they supporting it? Are they actually looking for proper help for these kids? Or are they just saying, yeah, okay, yeah, there's 17 of you. Let me know which one I'm talking to today.
Absolutely not. They're not.
I don't
not
understand
seeking,
how it's going. You know?
They're not seeking help. And because
is there any help out
what,
there for what, these kids, though?
Nowadays, I doubt it seriously because you have all these alleged professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists, et cetera, who are in on the scam too. You know, half of them, it's like a major fad in a way. You know, like bell-bottom jeans. Everybody has to have bell-bottom jeans. And it's the latest craze.
That's right.
That's what this is. You know, you have these social misfits who just who just don't, they're a square peg trying to fit in a round hole. And so you have these social misfits, and we'd call them geeks or nerds back in the day. And, you know, you just got to let those kids blossom when their time is right. You can't, but they found comfort, these nerds and or geeks have found comfort in this new fad, this new clique that's out there. And they're accepted.
Yeah.
But I am not going to give in to somebody's mental illness. And that's what it is. It's a mental illness. And they are not being treated properly.
Well, antidepressants are never supposed to be standalone anyways. They're supposed to be given with talk therapy. And they're only supposed to be for, what, like 6 months to a year or something? They're not supposed to be lifelong at all. But here, take this med, and then, oh, I have a side effect. Okay, here, take this one. Oh, by the way, you might need to take this one because this one's going to affect you differently. You end up on 7 meds. Like, my mom goes in to see the doctor, and she's not on anything, and they're like, okay, you're not on heart blood pressure, you're not on cholesterol meds, you're not on, why? And she's like, because I don't need them. Like, what do you mean, why? I'm still alive. I'm doing just fine. Your blood pressure is elevated, but maybe we'll put you on this pill. She's like, no, I'll just stop drinking so much coffee or whatever. She won't take them.
But they want to push because they are making money.
Yep.
They're making money.
Yep.
Just like that Jazz Jennings. I don't know if you're familiar with
him.
Oh,
my God. Yes,
I am.
I am, unfortunately.
And,
yes. Yeah.
And she, you know, he, for the listeners out there, born a male, and either his parents, somebody, convinced him that he's a female. So he's on a TV show from TLC, and he gets the surgery done, and he doesn't want to follow through. I mean, he doesn't want to use the male wands up his woohoo. To stretch it out so that he won't have any pain. And in all actuality, what they did was they took a healthy little boy, convinced him that he was a girl, and did this transitioning, and they're miserable as can be. It's called dysphoria. You know, there is a name for it. If you are feeling like that you want to be a different sex that you were born, and it's very, very sad. Like you and I have discussed, Hope, that both of us were tomboys. Okay?
Yep.
And I still today, I mean, I can still wrench on a car. I can do stuff, you know, what would be a man's job. And I love being a woman. I love it. And I would rather a man do, you know, work on my car than me do it myself. But I'm capable of doing things on my own accord. But
yeah, it was,
do I want to? And there's no way on God's green earth ever wanted to be a man, a boy. No. They have like the cool stuff. They have the chemistry sets. They have the
they have the race car track sets. That's right.
You know,
yeah, we got to go fishing and camping and climb trees and get dirty. It was great, you know. I was like, woohoo.
You know, and so, and that was all the stuff that that it was considered boy stuff. Oh, did I, like, break into my brother's chemistry set? You bet I did. Did I play with his race cars? You bet I did. This is all when he was not at home. And, I used to play with his stuff all the time. And I dug it.
Yeah,
I mean, it was more fascinating than playing with your Barbie.
Well, yeah, I hated Barbie. Oh no, I didn't have any dolls as a child. I hated them. Oh my goodness. No, look, I love kids now, but no, get that freaking thing away from me when I was little. I don't have time for that. They cry and make noise.
I played with Barbies and stuff too, but I still liked the boy stuff. I liked playing baseball. I liked playing, we used to have, there was a big, huge, strawberry field right behind us. So we used to sneak into the strawberry field and have dirt clod fights and stuff like that. Be bruised up. I'm bruised up from head to toe. But still, it was fun. We accepted the punishment because the boys are naturally stronger than us. That was just being a kid. Just being a kid. That's all we were. And it's natural.
Well, my mom was a horse trainer. So, like, I grew up down at the track. Like, I was riding horses before I could walk, right? So,
right.
I mean, I just come by it naturally, I guess. There was just no fear of the unknown because, well, when Steady Ace was the one horse, and whenever they needed to give him a shot or work on him or calm him down, they'd plop my little 2-year-old butt on him, and he'd stay just pinned straight. Well, they had to do their stuff. Wasn't so nice when I wasn't on him, but
uh-huh.
It was a little wild. But it's how I learned. You know, we went camping. We were never home. We were out at the farm at my grandparents. I mean, everybody is confined to their little four walls now. How many people actually go out with their kids at night after dinner for a walk, or you go up to see the grandparents just because you can? Are the grandparents even home, or are they in the old age home? Like we're a disposable society, and we're getting rid of the people that matter and then complaining there's no family.
Exactly.
What did you do with your family? Yeah.
No,
so if you want to make it, and what is wrong with making your country great and putting some actual morals and standards and life back into the world? Because right now I don't really think anybody's living. They're just getting through.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's basically you're on a treadmill. And you just keep going on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never ending, infinity. And it's pretty doggone sad. Because like we have discussed this in the past, is way back in the day, you only needed the one income and you were a happy family, and you'd have dinner at the dinner table or dining room table, and you'd actually have conversation with your family. You would watch TV, very, very few television programs when I was growing up, I remember my dad was like hooked on Lawrence Welk, and so he'd gather us all around, six kids, and it's like, come on, kids, Lawrence Welk is on. So we were forced to watch Lawrence Welk. And, but those were
Wild Kingdom
at
my house. Oh,
my mom would.
It was.
well, we had that too, And, or
Mutual of
Disney had the wonderful World of Disney. That was on Sunday night, and so they'd play Disney movies and stuff. And then on the weekends, Saturday, my mom would make a huge bowl of, we had this big old huge wooden bowl, and my mom would just like heap it, you know, it was heaping with popcorn. And my mom would make that, and we'd all be watching the TV in the den. And
yep.
Our TV was a white, the casing was blonde, and it was a Motorola, and you know, black and white. And I remember my, because I'm the youngest, and my siblings would like bite the kernels off of the popcorn, so I'd have only the fluffy part, and they'd give okay. that to me. And I mean, it was great. It was great. And but doing this stuff, what we did when we were younger, that was normal. But now parents park their kids in front of the boob tube TV. They allow their kids to be on the computers or video games. It's, no kids have exercise. I don't even know if they have physical education in schools anymore. We'd have to have a class of PE. And, but nowadays, I don't know if they have it.
Well, we used to have a thing called participaction, and the whole school
uh-huh.
would, on the nice days, go outside, and they'd play over the loudspeaker, like tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree and a few other songs from back then, and you had to exercise and dance around, but everybody got involved, and yet, you know, we had physical education classes. You had to take them, but murder ball and all that stuff that they don't play anymore. But yeah, we had to exercise. You had to go out and be physically active. But now I think with the healthy at any size, like, you could just opt out. I would assume so, because there's a lot of unhealthy children around right now, but they're eating processed food. Like,
oh,
I was massive. I'm short, right? Like, I'm 5'3", and I was over 250 pounds like 4 years ago. I was a big girl. And not one doctor told me to lose weight, but they sure wanted, they gave me pills for my issues. Oh, yes, they did. Yeah. Don't change your diet. Don't exercise. Just here, take this pill. And finally, I said, I can't do this anymore. I'm killing myself. My knees were breaking. My back hurt all the time. I was on meds. And I was suffering. I was not happy. I was just kind of waddling through life, for lack of a better term.
Right.
And I got rid of all of the stuff that they said I need, you know, that all the processed crap, all the fast food, all the convenience, and went to a completely meat and vegetable fruit diet. And I melted. I seriously melted. People thought I had cancer. It came off so quick. And
well,
then I started walking because I had it done. Yeah. Thank
you. Props to you. I mean, I'm so proud of you, because people, again, the fast food society, we want everything yesterday. So it's easier for a parent to go to a fast food, I don't want to call them a restaurant, but a fast food place and get fast food instead of actually going to the grocery store. You're buying groceries and cooking. But again, society has forced a lot of it upon us, and we have accepted
yep.
it. The frog in the boiling water, you know? And
yep. Well, you gotta,
and
it's seeds too, though, because they've taken over with the GMO seeds. Like, it's 85%,
okay.
I think. And all of the crops and varieties, they're all gone. They're all stored in a vault in Norway for doomsday.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I did want to touch on that too. you know, don't think that Monsanto is dead, people, because it's not. It, Bayer, as in Bayer Aspirin, owns Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
So they just renamed it, rebranded it, and so it's alive and well, just like aspartame is alive and well.
Yep.
And it's pretty doggone sad that I thank God all the time. Thank you again, Lord, for making me allergic to aspartame. And I'm allergic to all those like Slim Fast and stuff like that. Anything artificially sweetened, I'm allergic to. So I am so thankful to God for making me allergic. But yeah, and it is GMOs, genetically modified organisms. That's what GMO stands for. And that means that they have manipulated them in the process. Just like, you know, seedless watermelon. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Back in the day, you couldn't get a watermelon that didn't have seeds. But they have modified it. Huh?
Yep, they have. They had a spit cup right beside the watermelon. My grandmother, because she couldn't handle people spitting them on her plate. So everybody had a little spit cup. That's her heart.
Well, my dad was a huge, he was like very much into fruits and stuff. I remember when we were little, he would tell us, don't eat the seeds of the watermelon or else the watermelon's going to grow in your stomach. but we didn't have a spit cup. We were allowed to spit them on the yards and stuff.
There you go.
But, you know, those were the good old days. Oh, my goodness gracious. And my dad was... My dad was like a little rebel, and I call him little because he was all of 5'10", but he was every superhero combined into one. Okay, my dad was I adored my father, and getting a little choked up thinking about death right now. But no, he was a great man. Plus, he was a war hero, and he was just. But he was a rebel. He was like the only laws were John's laws. Okay. if my dad wanted to do it, he would do it. He would do it, and I am so much like my father. It's like, you tell me no, that means yes, okay?
I'll do it extra with glitter. Watch me.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
But, you know, he was just, both my parents were great. But, you know, it is, and, doggone, you know, my dad is probably rolling over, and he started off, and he was in the Army for 2 years, and then he switched over, and he was in the Navy for 28 years. So he did a 30-year stint, and he was on the Wasp when it was torpedoed, and he saved a lot of men that were on the ship that was, you know, the oil was just burning around them, and he threw them off the ship so that they could have a chance of survival in shark-infested waters. So, but yeah, he was definitely a hero. And, but those were the days. So it is normal for your kids for your little girls to want to play with trucks, okay? it doesn't mean that they want to change their sex or anything like that. But you have these crazy parents that that are encouraging it. And a lot of it is, I've noticed, like there's this one kid out there, and he goes by the name Desmond is Amazing. And he started wanting to wear girls' clothes and stuff like that was when his mom would park him in front of the TV while she watched RuPaul's Drag Queen, Drag Hour, or whatever it's called. You know, so...
Oh, that little one, the little boy.
Right.
The little boy they were popping as those drag shows. Oh, yes. Okay, I remember now.
Right. So yeah. You have these parents who are so lazy, and they just don't realize what they are subjecting their child to. And some of them do realize what they're subjecting their child to. You know, it is.
Yeah,
it
I don't.
Is, go ahead, honey.
Go ahead.
No,
I just the parents. Yeah, their social standing is more important than their child's future, because these child, their reproductive health is being it's being disintegrated. They're not going to be able to have children of their own. What 11-year-old child knows they don't want to have children in the future? Or
it's a genocide
when they're putting
against,
these ones on puberty blockers.
Yeah, it's a genocide
yep.
against humanity. And again, it is part of erasing God. You know,
it's a push for their replacement migration too, so they can because
right.
The birth rates are declining. That's part of their excuse. Well, they need more workers so that they can, you know, things will remain the same for everybody. Well, things aren't so good for everybody right now. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, a little disruption to the system is okay. You don't need to be bringing so many people into these countries, but they want to wreck the West. That's what it is. The West was
right.
a beacon of hope. Your country, my country, people wanted to come to these two countries. We had it good. People could see how we were living. They wanted that. And it was all done to destroy us.
Well,
it was all
definitely.
Done to destroy us.
Most definitely. You know, they
yeah.
have like, we're going to use Haiti as an example. And, Haiti's only, you know, it's less than, 2,000, what? Are you okay?
Oh, sorry, my dog was barking. Yeah, my dog barked, so I have to kind of just check her a little bit there.
I wasn't stressed over it at all. You know, you have Haiti that isn't too far away from the United States, and this criminal has taken over Haiti. They call him Barbecue because he loves to burn people up and eat them. So he's a cannibal. Contra Montfrere, they sure are. And there's already a bunch of Haitians that have flooded into the United States. But they're letting, this is what I believe, they're letting all the criminal elements and inviting them over here and giving them all these freebie things. Now they have them under their control, okay, because given all this stuff, where we the people are complaining about it and doing really absolutely nothing except for bitching and complaining about it. And so the criminal element is going to get rid of the people. Now the criminal element still depends on the government. The government has total complete control over them. So it's going to behoove the government to do this. And again, we the people are SOL. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, well, in your country and in our country, they want the immigrants, or even I think up here, not even if they are, if they have resident status, they want them in the armies. And down there, they're pushing for illegals to have access to your, like, to join your military, too, are they not? If I'm correct about that?
Because they're going to use it against we, the people. This is what a lot of we, the people, you better get your heads out of your butts, because this is what is going to happen. And they're going to annihilate us. Look at that poor Larkin Riley, who just was murdered. There, it's more than just her, though.
Oh yeah,
and it is these criminal elements that they're inviting into our country. And why wouldn't they? I mean, think of it from psychopath's point of view. And why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't they? Because it behooves them. Because, again, ultimately, they have control over that criminal. And they don't have to deal with we the people any longer. Again, common sense.
How do you think they're going to maintain control? Like, what do you think their actual plan from there is? So they arm all the illegals. Do you actually think they're going to be able to control them once they do? Or is that when they're going to all head for their bunkers and say, ha-ha, the world's going to blow up, screw you?
which is a good possibility. And that is inevitable.
Because they're, you know, Zuckerberg's building a bunker right now, isn't he? Or some,
right.
Like he's got
in
some
Hawaii.
Bunker on the go. But I think
in
they
Hawaii.
All have one made personally anyways now. Yeah.
Oh, So there's some kind of end plan
they've got for themselves.
I'm positive of it, that they all have assigned places.
Yeah.
You have
The royals are disappearing from the limelight right now, so...
Well, yeah, but, you know, the Queen of England, Elizabeth, she owned, which means her family owns now, property right near DIA, Denver International Airport. And, again, you have to put on your thinking cap and question, why would the Queen of England of everybody own property near Denver International Airport? If it's true that there is an underground city under Denver International Airport, now you're putting the second piece to the puzzle together. And then you have a tunnel that goes from Denver to Cheyenne, Wyoming. So there's your third piece of the puzzle. You know, there are so many exits that they have. And then look at what they are promoting now. And if you really pay attention to these pictures and stuff, there's a bunch of parasites, I don't like to call them
there
elite,
yes.
that are wearing masks. Now, here's just something that I'm just going to throw out of left field, right into the mix of that baseball game, is let's hypothetically say that you have Joe Schmo who can imitate Biden to a certain degree, but he has to wear a Biden mask. Okay. And but Biden in all actuality is already in his part of the bunker. There's always that possibility, okay? I'm not stating that as fact. I will dive into that in the very near future. But there's so many of these mask stories that are floating around right now, it kind of makes you think. And
things completely changed, Biden.
I'm
sorry, but it has. It's completely, Biden's face has completely changed.
The old Biden talks about the
weapons of mass destruction and how leaving them, leaving weapons over in Afghanistan would create a whole bunch of trouble for the Americans, and they couldn't do that. Meanwhile, that's exactly what he did. But that man that said that, his face is not the same as the man that got elected. I'm telling you, I'm sorry, it's not.
No, Biden has at least 6 body doubles, if not more.
But Trudeau's face has changed a few times, too. Like, there's some pictures that really make you question who was actually speaking that day.
Right. Because sometimes you'll hear, Joe, I can't complete a sentence, Biden. And then you'll hear Joe that is juiced up. His mannerism and his speak is totally different. Just like John Fetterman. You know, he has, there's 6 of him also. And, but, you know, you slap a mask on these people, and it's like, dang, is that live or is that Memorex? And then they turn their head.
The report from the CIA about the mask,
exactly.
How good they are, that you could be face-to-face and not even know it was a mask. So if they're telling you that this is happening, you're not going to believe that they're going to do it. They're not going to, perform some kind of switch, bait and switch on the people. Sure they are. Sure. If you believe the government has lied to you once, chances are they've lied to you more. Like, there's more lies underneath that one. You can't just say, oh, they lied about this, but everything else is true. Well, what?
Exactly. Read Operation Northwood. You know, it's about where they were going to blame Cuba for an attack on our ship near Cuban waters. We were going to actually destroy the ship, but blame it on Cuba. You know,
there's so many Freedom of Information files.
Well-known fact.
The gold mine from the Nazis from World War II, Operation Gold Mine. Then there's Operation High Jump, and then there's MK Ultra, and there's Operation Blue Beam, and then there's Grasshopper, whatever that one's called. I mean, there's so many that you can go through. They have done this. There's no lie here. It's not a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Operation Paperclip.
None of it
is the one that brought over all the psychopath scientists from Germany. And
okay.
And
hello, NASA.
Another thing is common sense. You know, why would the United States bring in all the Dr. Mengeles into the United States and give them cush jobs and stuff like that, and let their mad scientists work with us? Why would that be when we're at war with the Nazis, mind you? Okay,
mm-hmm.
But you just have to scratch your head there and think about that for a little bit. And why would they do that? I don't know why.
I don't know why they would do that.
Because to use that, them against us? Yeah, there's a possibility of it. You know? And there's a good movie out, too. Men Who Stare at Goats. And it's about mind control and stuff. And it's a true story. Mm-hmm. So if you ever have the chance to come across it and watch it, definitely watch it. I mean, or read the book. And very interesting. But there are
there's a patent list out I've shared. Like, it's called a patent list, actual patents of behavior modification, mind control of behavior modification. It's reese.com, R-E-E-S-E, I believe. And I've shared it. They know full well and fine. You can also go into archive.com, which is I love going to archive. It is an actual outline of how to perform mind control on people and all the different steps you have to go through. And the way people are acting right now, some of them I think are maybe gone a little down this road, and there's no coming back now. Like, they're so deep in that they've got in so deep with these people, you can't convince them. You can't make them see what's going on. Oh, that's a conspiracy. No, I'm showing you a CIA Freedom of Information file. What do you mean it's a conspiracy? Go tell the CIA it's a conspiracy then. Like, it's all there. They're all the redacted parts and everything. You can look through the whole file yourself. I don't share it off freaking like JoeBlowSmithBlog.com. Like, it's from the CIA.
Yeah, and it is doggone. I mean, they used LSD for mind control too.
Yeah, they did.
And people just think that this is like we're conspiracy theorists. No, I'm a realist. Okay.
Yeah.
And doggone it, I want to see
the
blood and guts.
Freaking obvious theorist. Oh.
Exactly. And Project Bluebeam. You bet. They're going to use that against us. And if you ever. If you can go back in your archives of your memory, when Tupac was dead and gone, that he appeared at Coachella. It was a hologram.
Yes, I do remember that. Yep.
It was a hologram.
Yes.
And that's what Project Bluebeam is. So I'm very skeptical when I hear, and I've seen UFOs before, okay? But I'm very skeptical on the stuff that comes out from the government as far as these alien spaceships and so on and so on. Just because it is covered, coming from the government. And I know about Project Bluebeam. And I know what our government is capable of. And if they really wanted to, you know, have an alien invasion using Project Bluebeam, well, where are the people going to go run into? Who are the people going to go run into? Daddy government for protection.
Yep. It'll be like War of the Worlds all over again. So many people believe that was true.
How many people committed suicide because of War of the Worlds?
Yes. That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
And
I
people
remember
will do
my
the
mom
same.
My mom talking about it, and because they listened to the live broadcast from Orson Welles, and my mom said it was so chaotic, you know, that people were, you know, they'd be in 2-3-4-story buildings, and people would be jumping out of the windows because they were deathly afraid of the alien invasion.
Yeah.
And if you can do it back then in the 30s, maybe 40s, I don't know. I don't recall when War of the Worlds happened. But, you know, it's something to think about, people. You have to really, really, and it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. That's coming out of us because we do the research for you. But it's unfortunate that people, they have these things that they talk on, which are just, it's just a mini computer, okay? That's all your cell phone is a mini computer. And you have a whole world of knowledge at your fingertips if you decide to use it. And I know it's a fate worse than death having to read something. But doggone it, do it. Enlighten yourself.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Well, they all...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it really is. No, it really is. Like, they all, a lot of, not all of them, but a lot of them, like, look at what I showed you today about Prince Charles. He's a homeopathic king who does not believe in the science, according to the report that it's a paper. He's the unscientific king. That's what they deemed him. And so he won't take, has he actually taken the shot? I highly doubt it. I mean, he does not believe in it. Everything organic and stuff like that, but they're going to dictate how you live. And now there's this thing called gray goo. He's afraid of gray goo. I guess he is, because it's a self-assembling robot that can shape-shift through bars and reassemble itself on the outside.
Okay,
like the Terminator. I'm not kidding.
Right.
Yes.
And you know, if technology, as far as technology goes, if we are just now hearing about it, it has already been around for at least 25 to 30 years, period.
100%.
The technology 100%. has been already designed and implemented. It's just unfortunate that we're the last to know about it.
It was like a Tom Cruise. What was that Tom Cruise movie where he was the contract killer, he was in the taxi, in the back seat. I can't remember the name of it, but he had like an iPad looking thing in his hand, and I'm like, they have made those things already. I know they have. They already.
I want, it'll come to me when I least of all expect
it.
But
you
know,
see
it's
it and
true.
You're like, and then the one with the precogs. You know, where they're floating in the water, the premonitions about, they have a remote viewing society. The CIA was involved in remote viewing. They have these people that, they actually do. It's called Remote Viewing Society. You can look it up.
Right.
And they have people that they call seers that look into the future. What was that? The Looking Glass? Project Looking Glass. I think that's the name of that one. There's so many of them, I lose track. I'll have to look it up. But they actually have a whole big thing on it where they get these people to group together and try to predict the future. They probably have. Who knows? But all those, those circle portals that they show and they say, well, what are these? Chances are they're part of the Looking Glass Project from way back when.
You bet.
But don't tell me they didn't know prior.
It's driving me crazy because you mentioned that Tom Cruise movie. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
List it. No, it's not your fault.
The name of it.
A list of his movies. shoot. Because it's right on the tip of my brain, and I just like.
I know. Minority Report is with the precog.
Minority Report.
I know that one. Yeah.
I thought that's the one.
Yeah, that was with the precog. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the one before that, I'll have to. I can't remember it now.
Oh, the precog. I'm seeing the three of them in water right now, and they're reading each other's minds and stuff like that. We're not crazy, okay, people. We're not crazy. it is also true, you know, that saying that art imitates life. On the no, it doesn't. It's life imitates art, and it's predictive programming, and it's all around us. You know, you have man and machine merging with each other, aka Terminator, and and it just, the list goes on and on and on. And let me remind the listeners that if you believe that John Connor is related to, is part of the Terminator, if you believe that he is going to come riding up on a white horse and save us, you're sadly mistaken. It's not going to happen. We need to take matters into our own hands. Civil disobedience is our duty against a tyrannical government. And it can be done peacefully, you know, but there needs to be some citizens' arrests made, and we need to get serious about this, because TikTok goes the clock. Time is of the essence. You know that 2030 is just a mere 6 months away, I mean 6 years away.
Yeah, there's not much, there really isn't much time to fix what happened. They did it so quickly. They pushed so hard, so fast. It was just like year after year for it's been 4 years now, but before that, but we didn't see it. But the last 4 years, the changes that they have made and come up with, don't tell me that this wasn't planned long in advance. All these computer systems, everything's up and running at the same time through all the world governments. Miss Eva, I don't know if you can hear me, but I cannot hear you at all. No, I cannot hear you. I hope you can hear me, Miss Eva. I am so sorry, but this is not working. Let me try one more time. I am sorry.
I want to have, as part of the gun initiative, though, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular our young people. They are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men,